Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Ministry of Finance releases 17.8 billion treasury for April 2026. Major concerned over private hospital's decision to terminate NEMA contracts. And hundreds rally to show support for Mali's transitional authorities. Good afternoon with the lunchtime news at 13 hours. I'm Christabel Kamono. Minister of Finance and National Planning Situmbe Kamusoko Twane says his ministry released 17.8 billion kwacha in April 2026 to finance public service delivery, sustain economic recovery efforts, support vulnerable households and continue implementing critical infrastructure and development programs across the country. Dr. Msoko Twane said the Treasury releases reflect government's continued commitment to fiscal discipline, debt sustainability, macroeconomic stability, and the steady implementation of the 2026 national budget amid ongoing efforts to transition the economy from stabilization to stronger private sector-led growth, productivity expansion, and job creation. Dr. Msoko Twane reviewed that of the total amount released during the month, 6.6 billion kwacha was allocated to the public service wage bill, 2.4 billion kwacha went towards debt servicing and dismantling arrears, 4 billion kwacha was released for transfers, subsidies and social benefits, 3.1 billion kwacha supported government programs and operations, while 1.7 billion kwacha financed capital expenditure and infrastructure development. Under debt and other liabilities, the Treasury released 2.4 billion kwacha, of which 2 billion kwacha was directed towards domestic debt servicing, 153 million kwacha towards external debt obligations, and 300 million kwacha towards dismantling domestic arrears owed to suppliers and service providers, said Dr. Msoko Twane in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. The minister stated that these payments remain critical to preserving fiscal credibility, supporting private sector liquidity, and sustaining the gains achieved under Zambia's debt restructuring program. Dr. Msoko Twane further reviewed that in support of social protection and inclusive development, the Treasury released 4 billion kwacha under transfers, subsidies, and social benefits. The minister added that the monthly treasury releases remain one of the clearest demonstrations of how the government is steadily repositioning public finances towards stability, credibility, productivity, and long-term economic transformation. The governance expert Wesley Mianda has urged aspiring candidates under the United Party for National Development, UPND, to rally behind the party even when they miss out on being adopted. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda stated that members should learn to be loyal to a party to avoid division. Mr. Mianda stressed that not all aspiring candidates can be appointed as members of parliament, councillors, or ambassadors because it is not feasible. The president has a limited number of people to designate or nominate, said Mr. Mianda. He further stressed that members of the party should support members who be adopted and ensure that there is no confusion in the party.
So as for the rest, remain loyal to the party and continue supporting those that are going to be adopted. In some consequences, or some words, you find 10 people are aspiring as candidates. So is he going to manage to give them, to give all of them the positions? The answer is no, it's not practical. But the main point here is let people learn to be loyal to the party even if they are not adopted. Let them learn to support people who are going to be adopted by the party so that at least we don't have any division. We don't have any confusion in the party.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has expressed concern over the decision by some private health facilities to terminate their contracts with the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA. MedRap Secretary General David Banda said the withdrawal of service providers is a sign of NIMA's gradual decline, which sadly defeats the government's intention of providing affordable and quality healthcare services to citizens without leaving anyone behind. Mr. Banda has since called for dialogue among all stakeholders to resolve the pending issues for the benefit of Zambians. We call for wider stakeholders' engagement to plan for future implementation. Further community sensitization on the prudent utilization of NEMA by contributors should be intensified and expanded, said Mr. Banda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Banda further suggested the need to develop NEMA treatment protocols to guide providers and reduce abuse of the system through unnecessary investigations and treatments. He also called for the urgent addressing of gaps in the provision of NEMA services to enable the institution to operate effectively.
We urge the stakeholders to come around the table and resolve these outstanding issues. For example, we propose that NEMA develops treatment protocols which will guide what type of treatment a patient gets if they're investigating for that particular disease. And also maybe what type of treatment the patient will get if they have been diagnosed with that particular disease, so that there is no over-investigation or over-prescribing the medicines, so that all the diseases are treated within the limits and guidance has been provided with NEMA.
Lwapula Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Evans Sika Boba has commissioned 7 community projects in Mansabomba District constructed at a total cost of over 10 million kwacha using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Sika Boba said government remains committed to improving the lives of ordinary citizens through equitable development and enhanced service delivery. He said the projects handed over span across various sectors, such as education, health, water and sanitation, community infrastructure, and economic empowerment. Mr. Sika Boba noted that such projects demonstrate the government's commitment to a holistic development and improved livelihoods for the people. Mr. Sika Boba further mentioned the construction of 2 maternity annexes in Katotoma and Kony villages at a total cost of over 3 million kwacha, among others. He said the projects commissioned were not merely structures and facilities, but represented hope, progress, empowerment, and government's determination to take development closer to the people. In African news, hundreds of supporters of Malian junta gathered at a stadium in the capital of Bamako on Saturday to reaffirm their support for Mali's transition authorities. They came at the core of the Malian junta, which has been in power since 2020 and is facing attacks from armed groups. The renewed mobilization of supporters follows the coordinated attacks by armed groups last month, which left several people dead, including Malian Defense Minister Stadio Kamara. Coming up shortly, Lebanon says Israeli strikes killed 39. This and more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Lekwisa Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 39 people have been killed in another day of intense Israeli strikes in Lebanon, the country's health ministry said. One Israeli strike on the southern town killed at least 7 people, including a child, the ministry said. The Israel Defense Forces said it had been targeting Lebanese armed group Hezbollah and was aware of reports regarding harm to uninvolved civilians.